If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Things are getting stranger and stranger. Do you get the sense all of this is somehow connected to the impending date of January 20th where Donald Trump will be sworn in? I mean, yesterday we had the U.S. via Ukraine launching more missiles. Of course, it's us, not Ukraine, launching them because it's our satellite technology, our targeting technology. Ukraine doesn't have any of that. We're doing this, launching attack missiles at Russia, even after they warned us if we did it again, they would retaliate with nukes. But crazy, swampy, deep state Washington is like, screw that. Let's find out if they actually do it. I couldn't believe they did this yesterday. And that wasn't even the craziest story yesterday. The number three biggest story in the country, this tells you what everybody's paying attention to, is Representative Jeff Van Drew's claim that there's an Iranian mothership off the shores of New Jersey that's unleashing these hordes of smaller drones that then fly in unimpeded over New Jersey.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. These drones should be shot down.
He was, of course, immediately treated like a mental defective by the Pentagon. The Pentagon simultaneously reiterated, and this was hilarious yesterday, that they had absolutely no idea who's operating these drones, but also that it's absolutely not Iran. They know nothing about them or where they've come from, but they are absolutely not dangerous. How do you know that? We don't know that, but we do know that. Stop talking about it. But here's where this gets really weird yesterday. Representative Jeff Van Drew is just one of the people seeing these drones, like 50 of them, just casually come in off the ocean, off New Jersey, whenever the hell they want, which is pretty much every night now. People are gathering on the Jersey shore, including high-ranking officials, you'll hear about them in a minute, to watch them come in. You know, the drones the Pentagon says aren't there. Here's Representative Chris Smith in Congress grilling an assistant director of the FBI yesterday about this.
So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility.
And here's who joined them on the shore.
Last night, we had a number of other people there, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them.
These people have begun to gather on the shore, the congressman said, because most nights the drones just come in unimpeded. The congressman's so curious about this that he's asked the Pentagon to please just track where they go to or where they come from.
But I asked them, why can't we just track where they go to? Seemingly, they're going out to sea, to something, a ship. We don't know for sure, but they come in off from the ocean. And again, all as they, if they don't have the authority, they can do it on an emergency basis. Just send that capability out to the ocean or to the beach, because they're coming in every day. Figure out which one it is and bring them down. And then retrieve it and find out what's going on. And as my good friend Maliotakis, Congresswoman Maliotakis said, you know, the thing with the balloon was mind-boggling. You know, over our bases, and we didn't see that that was a threat. Well, this, I think, is a very serious threat.
So, Representative Smith, after hearing these drones had flown over the joint military base nearby, called the commanding officer. This is what he said.
I did reach out to the commanding officer at the joint base, in which is also in my district, Colonel Anthony Smith, joint base Fort Dix McGuire in the 87th Air Wing, Air Base Wing today. And I said, I know you have the capability, you've put out press releases, to identify and bring down drones. Why can't you deploy them at least to the ocean? Bring one of these down, find out who's doing it. They have the capability. He said, well, we don't have the authority.
Ah, now we're getting the heart of the matter. They don't have the authority because the Pentagon won't let them use it. Because for whatever reason, the deep state wants this to happen right now. And folks, keep listening to this podcast because it's about to get infinitely weirder. He says he's written letters to the Department of Defense asking them to track and shoot this down. He's even begged the Department of Homeland Security to do it, but he can't get anywhere. Neither can desperate local officials who now increasingly are finding themselves harassed by these things. Here's New Jersey State Senator and gubernatorial candidate John Bramwick talking about that.
Could it be a Google or Amazon, military, any sense?
Not only did they not know, but they said they had a state trooper helicopter that saw a drone that was the size of a car underneath the state helicopter. The state helicopter looked at it. The drone turned its lights off and fled. But they still don't believe there's any serious threat. We need to shut down the airspace for all drones. The FAA must shut the airspace down in conjunction with a limited state of emergency in New Jersey. You know, we have a state of emergency when it snows in New Jersey.
Now, here's where it gets weird, folks. The drones in the air, and you've probably seen some of the videos of them, they look a lot like stuff you could buy on Amazon, except you can't buy them on Amazon or anywhere else pretty much commercially because they're as big as an SUV. In fact, in some places, we've had people reporting, I've got audio from this, they're as big as a garage. So likely something that comes from a military or a commercial company or I don't know what. But that's where this gets really weird, okay? Because in addition to those, which are clearly mechanical, clearly technology from this time, there's this other stuff flying around New Jersey simultaneously. And it is all over Twitter. It keeps trending as people capture it. I'll put a link at the end of this podcast to a video by Clayton Morris of Redacted. He's got some of it. It will blow your mind. You can also see it's trending all over Twitter, the same videos that are in this Redacted video. But take a listen to Clayton Morris at least describing it. These are see-through orbs with strange, it appears, electric or magnetic fields around them.
Well, we finally today have our clearest photos yet of these so-called drones or UFOs over New Jersey. They don't look anything like drones, by the way. In fact, they appear to be orbs. Yes, circular orbs, which we've said on the show repeatedly. This footage was captured on Sunday night in New Jersey and finally released. Take a look at this. So this is a person, you know, using a telephoto lens camera, and you can see here in their viewfinder what they're seeing in their viewfinder. These are circular orbs. Some sort of large circular orbs, not drones. Someone got the UFO image with his telescope. You can see from the video behind the camera. You can see this orb is surrounded by like some kind of a field as well. Another eagle-eyed observers have pointed out this. It's the same kind of field, by the way, that Bob Lazar described almost 30 years ago when looking at these type of craft. This some sort of a field that surrounds these craft. And according to the poster, the field around the UFO drone looks like it's bouncing light off of it when it's being reflected.
Again, if you want to see that video, I'll put it in the sources link at the end of the podcast. Then it gets even crazier. You have to see this wheel within a wheel.
So now we also have eyewitness photos, crystal clear photos of these orbs also now being published. Do those look like drones to you?
No, they look like embryos.
Yeah, they look like some sort of embryo or some sort of massive, I don't know, circular orb with some sort of field around them hovering.
They look almost like ectoplasm to me. But anyway.
Again, also other eyewitnesses seeing these sort of like wheel within a wheel, like something like right out of the Bible. Look at these. This is over New Jersey. Does that look like some sort of any kind of a drone that you've ever seen before? Well, the problem is we don't know because no one's telling us. And even in front of Congress, they're not. So that even looks like biblical drawings, like a wheel within a wheel, like Ezekiel, right? I mean, you have drawings like this going back thousands of years.
Yeah, the wheel within a wheel thing was freaky. It's got a digital look to it, but I've never seen anything like it in my life, and you can't tell by looking at it how it's flying. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, you'd think our military or FBI would be interested in shooting one of these down. Find out what it is. Heck, shooting any of them down. Or even tracking them, even if it meant just going behind closed doors in a classified setting with Congress members. But no! The FBI keeps claiming that only the military can shoot them down, but they're called the FBI for a reason. It turns out they were FBI-ing about that. Here's Fox News last night. The FBI can shoot these down too. All of them. Because by federal law, in our airspace, you cannot have a drone over 55 pounds. And you bet they can shoot them down. Here's Dawn Zoldy last night on Fox News. She is a drone and aviation expert.
There's an Aircraft Sabotage Act that applies, right? So the FAA considers drones to be aircraft. That act applies. So you cannot, tamper with, destroy an aircraft, which is why right now, there's only 5 federal agencies with the affirmative authority from Congress to mitigate drones. And that's the DOD, the DOJ, the Department of Energy, U.S. Coast Guard, and the FBI. That's it. And so our local public safety and all the folks that are boots on the ground, when you think of a terrorist attack as an example.
This is ridiculous.
Who are the first ones there?
Yeah, the local people, landowners,
that's right.
Individuals, local authorities.
When confronted with the fact that the FBI absolutely can shoot these down unless they're actually over a military base, here's the answer Representative Dan Bishop got from FBI Assistant Director Robert Wheeler, who essentially argued, well, they might be delivering packages, so we can't shoot them down?
And then why do you need to intercept data in order to do that? If the object is there, destroy it.
It's a good question. I think the way it works, as I understand it, and my colleagues can talk about this operationally, if you had, let's say, a football game and you would have a perimeter, it would be declared as a temporary flight restricted area.
Okay.
So around that, you're going to have a buffer zone. You have an area where it's a no-go, and then you have a larger area around that where you might want to detect what's flying, and then you have a larger area around that where you might be tracking, but regular commercial drone use is okay. And so as they're getting closer and closer to the facility, you're detecting originally the signals to see what is that drone. You're trying to identify the drone. Oh, is that a UPS?
Like a long distance radar or something like that.
Exactly. So is that a UPS drone that's just delivering a package somewhere? Let it go on its way.
All right, this is all very interesting, but drones of this size are illegal to fly in U.S. airspace. And I'm getting bored of this game. Some of my texters today had some really good points on this. Like this one that said, so you're telling me these drones only come out at night and they have lights on them? Yeah, sure, not weird at all. And then this texter really said what my gut tells me. Tara, I think these drones are ours. I think they serve two purposes, a military exercise and softening the public's awareness and shock of seeing UFOs in the sky. I think they're prepping us for something big. That's the gut that I have. These are either our government's own technology or they know exactly who's doing this, like the Chinese balloon that they allowed to gather all the intel it wanted, and they're totally fine with it. But my gut also tells me this. Again, that all of this craziness, all of this weirdness that we're seeing is somehow connected to Trump's pending inauguration as president of the United States. They're up to something. And never forget what we learned from the Chinese balloon saga. Our satellites are recording everywhere, all the time. Nothing absorbs our notice. And all we have to do is hit rewind when we want to find out where any of these came from. We're not powerless or confused as to where they came from or who's put them up or even why they're in our airspace. We know. They know. And the bottom line is they're there because they want them there right now for some reason, or they wouldn't be.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.